T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One person injured in South Wichita shooting. We've got the story.
France ready for runoff election next month. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A 2-year-old among the victims in a deadly New York City house fire. I'm ABC's Brian Clark. I'll have details coming up.
Two death row inmates say they're not healthy enough to die. I'm ABC's Dave Packer. That's coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Two words to describe today, that is windy and warm. Our complete forecast in minutes.
One person was injured in a drive-by shooting Sunday evening in South Wichita. It appears the victim was injured by flying glass and will recover as someone fired shots at a pickup with three occupants near Richmond and Wildwood. The truck was reportedly hit 3 times. The injured person was dropped off at firehouse number 4.
The first round of France's presidential elections is now over, with centrist Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen facing off for a runoff vote next month. ABC's Alex Marquardt reports from Paris.
This race is far from over. The two candidates now have 2 weeks until the final round. This is being seen as a blow to Trump-style populism, and the polls, for now in this head-to-head matchup, have Le Pen eventually losing out. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Paris.
5 dead, 3 of them children, in a New York City house fire.
It took 4 minutes after a driver called 911 and reported a house fire for crews to arrive at that home in Queens. But by the time they got there, the home was completely engulfed. FDNY Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the next task for his firefighters was grim.
Unfortunately, they recovered all of people from there. None of the 5 people in the home survived.
The city's deadliest fire in 2 years has Mayor Bill de Blasio asking questions.
This happened in the middle of a afternoon when the weather was good. How could something like this have happened?
An investigation's underway. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
2 death row inmates in Arkansas set to be put to death tonight are telling an appeals court they're not healthy enough to be executed.
It could be the nation's first double execution in more than 16 years. But lawyers for Jack Jones and Marcel Williams now asking the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals to halt their lethal injections because of poor health. Jones' lawyers say their client has diabetes and fear he could suffer a torturous death because of a reaction with the insulin he takes. Lawyers for Williams say he's 400 pounds, morbidly obese, and the lethal injection drugs may not work as intended. The state calling the appeals delaying tactics. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police arrested a suspect after an armed robbery in North Wichita early Sunday morning. Officers were called to a Quick Shop convenience store in the 700 block of West 29th Street North.
When officers arrived, they contacted a store employee who stated that a suspect entered the store armed with what he described as a long gun and demanded cigarettes. The employee gave the suspect the cigarettes, who then left the store to the north.
Officer Paul Cruz says police responded quickly and were able to view surveillance video and obtain a suspect description. Officers then checked the area and were able to locate a 28-year-old male who was hiding nearby. He was taken into custody without incident.
The latest farm loan delinquency numbers show Kansas farmers are faring better than many had feared as spring planting gets underway.
U.S. Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency says its direct loan delinquencies in Kansas fell slightly to 6% as of March 31st. That compares to 6.5% at the same time 1 year ago. Farm Loan Chief Robert White says the agency is pleased and surprised. He credits good crop yields the past couple of years for lessening the impact of low crop prices. But he notes that the loan delinquency rate for March 2012 was under 4%. The agency also guarantees some loans made by commercial banks, and those are faring worse compared to last year at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Baseball action on the road this weekend for the Royals and the Shockers. Did their offense stay in the suitcase? We'll have details coming up in sports.
A solemn day in Israel as the Holocaust is remembered. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning, April 24th, 2017. President Trump will spend the week leading up to his 100th day in office by signing at least four executive orders.
A White House official confirms to ABC News that one of the executive orders will include whistleblower protections for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Another will review monument designations declared by previous presidents. One will review existing regulations of offshore drilling. And one will create a task force to address problems in rural America. By the end of the week, the White House says President Trump will have signed 32 total executive orders. President Trump roundly criticized President Obama for his signing of executive actions to work around Congress. Alex Mallett, ABC News, Washington.
The National Association for Business Economics is releasing a report on business conditions today. The study asks more than 90 NABE member firms to weigh in on current conditions in their industries. Ken Simonson with the NABE says the study shows favorable conditions during the first 3 months of the year and a generally positive outlook on expectations for sales and profits.
The expectation going forward is a little bit stronger on net. About a quarter of the firms have added workers in the last quarter. A little more than 25% of the firms expect to add workers in the coming 3 months.
A solemn day in Israel as the nation mourns those who perished in the Holocaust. State ceremonies, TV and radio broadcasting are dedicated exclusively today to the harrowing stories of how Jews survived, with thanks to those brave enough to help them. A siren rang out for 2 minutes across Israel to mark the day.
Sirens bringing Israeli life to a standstill. People stopping in their tracks to honor the memory of the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. Even on the highways, traffic coming to a screeching halt as drivers stand in silence beside their cars. From the state ceremony at Yad Vashem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the lessons of the Holocaust, namely that Jews must be able to defend themselves, guide him every single day. He issued a warning to Iran not to test the Jewish state. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And a traffic accident. Watch out for a slowdown. And that traffic slowdown is 13th and Waco, an injury traffic accident. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Yesterday, we got to 68 for the high in Wichita. We can expect almost a 10-degree warm-up. We'll be in the upper 70s later on this afternoon, but the wind's really strong, so a wind advisory posted from late this morning into this afternoon. Some gust up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight's low 56, 75 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 51 degrees. We have a south wind at 16 miles per hour. 8:10 now with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And Ted, just heard that story a minute ago that we had about the remembering the Holocaust in Israel and, of course, other places around the world. I think I shared with you recently, Shelley and I watched Schindler's List.
Yes.
For the first time since I saw it the first time. It's been, gosh, that was out in the 90s, right? It's been
right.
Quite a while.
Yes.
But what a moving film that is. There are some people, there are forces in the world that like to tell us that the Holocaust never happened. But, you know, when you have people like Dwight Eisenhower saying he saw those camps and he saw what was going on, I tend to believe people like Dwight Eisenhower were probably right.
I think so.
Like, there's just way too much evidence that you just can't deny that. But it's a sorrowful time. There are some great stories about people who survived. And with the help of others, survived. There were champions all over, both in Germany and Poland and different places like that. And people came forward and said, we want to help, even though risking their own lives. That was a terrible time, just a terrible time.
Now, the atrocities that occurred worldwide during World War II are sobering to think about.
Yeah. All right.
I watched a World War II movie this weekend
what you watched?
I had not seen. Flags of Our Fathers.
Is that
the Clint Eastwood
thing?
Movie about the Battle of Iwo Jima?
I haven't seen it.
I figured you had.
Yeah, that's one's got to be. I got to write that one down. Yeah, that's one on my list because I never saw it in the theaters.
Kind of gives the background of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima and the story behind those men that did that.
Actually comes from both sides, does it not?
Or well, one movie does. Flags of Our Fathers tells it from the American perspective, and then Letters from Iwo Jima is a companion movie that is done entirely in Japanese from the Japan's perspective of that battle.
I was, and I've read a lot about World War II and the, especially Bataan, which is an ugly, gruesome, another ugly part of World War II, the Bataan Death March. And it's, what I have discovered in my research is that the Japanese soldier was mean and cruel because Japanese officers were mean and cruel to them. It was just, that's the way their military
operated. That's the
way, yeah. You kick the dog, and then you get kicked, and you kick the next dog, kind of like that. But anyway, there are people who still are not, there are still wounds that are still open on Bataan, so I'm not going to go too further with that. But hey, let's cheer things up a little bit about police, Outback Police. I'm not talking about Outback Steakhouse right now, but Outback Police have arrested a 12-year-old boy who was almost a third of his way toward driving solo across Australia. The unlicensed boy had driven more than 1,300 miles from his home in Kendall on the East Coast when he was stopped by traffic police Saturday on the Barrier Highway near the remote mining town of Broken Hill. Police say he was pulled over because a bumper bar was dragging on the road and that he said he was on his way to the West Coast city of Perth, more than 2,500 miles from Kendall. See, I think when you talk about, first of all, this guy is a 12-year-old boy. Where's mom and dad on this thing? Does he have parents?
Not sure what's going on there. He's going to Perth for some reason.
Maybe he's going to go surfing or something. But I don't know. You're struck again as you look at that and you think about that, how big Australia is.
Well, yeah. Especially when you're driving across the outback, you're probably driving a straight line for hundreds of miles and not hit anything.
Yeah. But here's this kid just driving, a 12-year-old. I think I'll go on a road trip, mom and dad. 23-month, I want to share this with you, Ted, because I love your reaction.
Got to be more to that story.
Yeah.
What's the kid doing?
I share this because I like to share these stories that are kind of like, when you hear them, you usually say, and we knew that already kind of story, okay? This is a 23-month study carried out in Sweden.
Okay. They took them 2 years to do this.
Found, wait till you hear the price tag, found that nurses were happier, healthier, and more energetic when working six-hour days instead of 8 hours.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, you got to study this stuff, I guess. Carried out in an elderly care facility, the study gauged the effects of reduced workday on 68 full-time nurses and the care they provided to their patients. Now, nurses everywhere have my respect because they work hard and they put up with a lot.
Exactly.
Tough, tough job. The nurses received their full pay during the trial, which was conducted from February 2015 to December 2016.
So it wasn't like they received a 25% reduction in pay for working two fewer hours.
That's the next
step. They got their whole pay.
Trial cost $1.3 million.
Oh, my gosh.
It's also designed to shed light on the effects of shorter workdays on the quality of an employee's life and local employment.
What a huge waste of money.
Well, it's the Swedes, you know. They like to find out.
Oh, boy.
They like to find out how their people are being impacted by things like the six-hour workday. You know, there was a time in the 70s, when it was a strange time in the 70s, but I remember this, when there was some research going on and some predictions going on that within the next 10 to 15 years, by the turn of the last century, we would be down to a 30-hour work week in America, and that people would have more leisure time than ever, and things were going to be just great. And sometime in the 80s, I think that kind of got thrown out the window.
Yeah, I'm not.
That didn't happen. People worked more hours and longer hours than ever before. And so anyway, it's a six-hour workday. That'd be kind of fun. Most people think you and I work a three-hour day. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, we work from 6 to 9.
Yeah, there you are. We're here from 6 to 9, and that's it. Well, we won't say anything more about that. But, yes, we're very happy that we have a three-hour workday. It keeps us in good mood. Over the weekend.
Well, that study just sounds stupid.
Well, I knew you would. That's why I did that. I like the way you comment on stupid studies. Over the weekend, my grandson, Nolan, went to his first prom. We were there, my wife and I and his
parents.
You
were there?
Well, we went to the pre-prom photo opportunity.
Okay.
Which was
what is that?
That's where you get all the kids are going. Nolan and his friends, he has three friends, they double dated, and this other guy. And the four of them got together over by my daughter's house, there's a lake over there, and posed for photos in their, their tuxedos and their dresses and everything. So we had the photo op that we went to, And then they had he went to the Carol prom. I think it was his first one. I heard that he texted his mom and dad. He texted them from the prom itself. Said, mm-hmm. "Hey, I'm really having a great time. Thanks, mom and dad."
Oh well, that's nice.
That was nice of him. But
his date probably told him to do that.
Well, yeah, or you know, some teachers said, "Hey." They probably had every one of those
I'm
kids
just kidding.
Pull out their cell phones at once and say, "All right, text your mom and dad. Tell them you're okay and you're having a good time." No, but he did. He went on his first prom. Of course, it brought up some memories of going to prom for my wife and I. We never went to the prom together.
Not together, you didn't.
But no. We were at different schools. But I know that you were big at the prom and winning the dance contest and
what year do you think I went to prom? 1955?
I don't know. What year was it? You know what the interesting thing
is?
It
would have been 1985.
You know where the Carol had their prom? Can you guess where they had the prom? The Cotillion.
Now, that's pretty good.
Which is the same place I had my prom.
Really?
Shelley had her prom.
I didn't know the Cotillion hosted proms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to have our proms out there.
Huh.
There you go. Prom. And there were a lot of kids. You probably, if you were out dining somewhere Saturday night, you probably noticed the kids in their dresses and their tuxedos coming around.
So. Was it the usual getting in the Cotillion? You have to wait 45 minutes in a line of cars on Kellogg to get in?
I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I can tell you this. We're almost ready for the photo op, and Shelley and I are over there to see what's going on. And Nolan's got his tuxedo on. And, of course, he's trying to adjust the waist because the waist is way too big. They did have the proper length.
Yeah, you just got to cinch it up.
Yeah, and I was working on the cinch on the side, got some of it, and then we got some safety pins out. But it's been my experience over the years with tuxedos that no matter how you fit them on, I try them on, when you put them on to go someplace, they don't fit.
Something's wrong?
There's always something wrong at the last minute. But maybe that's just a tuxedo law there. All right. Prom night. Over the weekend, 8-19.
Well, so it was a big success then.
Looks like a big success. I think everything went fine. 8-19 now with Steve and Ted. It is sports time here with Steve and Ted in the morning. And Ted tells us about baseball. And a couple of our favorite teams are not having much luck with the old bats these days. Right, Ted?
Now, a bad weekend for the Royals. Yeah. They lost all four games in Texas. Ugh. Four-game sweep at the hands of the Texas Rangers. 5-2 was the final score yesterday. The Royals have only scored 46 runs all season, worst in Major League Baseball. They're only 2-8 on the road. They have lost 10 times in a row to the Rangers. Well, they get out of Texas. Now they get to go to the south side of Chicago to take on the White Sox. Live coverage, Royals-White Sox, 6:30 tonight. Listen live to the Royals on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Nor a good weekend for the Wichita State baseball team. Getting swept at Missouri State. Yesterday, a doubleheader sweep for the Bears, winning 13-4 and 8-1 as the Bears win all three games in a blowout. Shocks are only 3-15 on the road this season. Missouri State now 9-0 atop the Missouri Valley Conference. Maybe it's just as well there's no baseball coaches show tonight as the Shockers are traveling. Usually Monday night we have baseball coaches show. Not tonight. Not this week. Get it back started again next Monday. JUCO softball, two more wins for Butler Community College. The Butler softball team sweeping Barton yesterday, winning 8-0 and 15-2. The Butler softball team ranked number one in the nation, now 46-0 on the season.
Wow.
And extending their nationally record winning streak, 84 wins in a row for the Butler softball team. And some JUCO baseball yesterday, winning streaks keep going. Cowley College winning on the road, sweeping Allen County, 10 wins in a row for Cowley baseball. Hutchinson Community College goes on the road and gets a four-game sweep over MCC Longview. The Hutchinson baseball team now on a 12-game winning streak. They are ranked 10th in the nation. Pro golf action on the PGA Tour, the Texas Open in San Antonio. 30-year-old Kevin Chappell, the winner, gets his first career win on the PGA Tour after finishing as a runner-up six times. A couple of times, Kevin Chappell has competed right here in Wichita, the Wichita Air Capital Classic. First win on the tour gets him $1.1 million. And on the Champions Tour yesterday over in Branson at the Legends of Golf, Carlos Franco, co-winner. He competed in the Wichita Open, just the Wichita Air Capital Classic, just a few years ago. Franco gets his second win on the Champions Tour, and he gets $232,000 for that win. At sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
What a good paycheck winning a golf tournament.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah. It sure pays off, man.
8:22 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. New York Times op-ed by a convicted terrorist. That story and more coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.